number three. Dylan Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI. So there's a new show on network television. It's called The Masked Singer.
Oh, boy.
I'm happy to report I haven't watched a minute of it yet. I shouldn't say that. I didn't watch it when it was on TV. I've seen it. I've seen clips of it.
Now, do you think we've run out of ideas? I feel like we've had this conversation before
we're gonna put
with other shows.
We're going to put masks over these people.
And they're going to sing?
And they're going to sing.
How's that going to work acoustically?
Sweet mystery of life at last I found.
Beautiful voice on this
show.
That'd
be great. I mean, I assume that's what it must sound like.
That's going to be really difficult. Like, if Michael Myers had to sing a song, it wouldn't sound very good.
How's that work? Voorhees next week, I think.
Oh, that'd be good. Hockey mask. There's holes in the hockey mask.
So last night was the first episode, right? I mean, this was
the premiere.
The debut. The pilot, the very
first episode of The Masked Singer.
All right, you got
this guy or girl.
Could be anybody.
Wearing a mask.
Right.
Singing their song.
Yes.
They give clues, and you try to guess who's under the mask.
So you hear their voice, right? You hear their voice singing, and then who's giving clues? Who's on there?
I didn't.
The people
that
are giving the
like
clues
celebrities?
is a host. There's a judging panel, though.
Let's say Pat
Ken Jeong. Lucy's got it.
Jenny McCarthy, Ken Jeong, Robin Thicke, and Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat Dolls.
She's the host.
So my question would be, how many people said no to this show?
All of them.
If that's the four people they landed on, how many people were they like, hey, will you please do this Masked Singer? And they're like, no, I can't do it. Not going to do it. They had Jim Carrey's character from The Mask. Smokin'. No, they didn't have him on there?
No, he was not. Cameron Diaz also denied it.
Smokin'. No, he wasn't on there?
He's not.
So they give clues as the person is singing.
Well, first of all, you're going to hear the person sing. I'll set up for you here. You're going to hear the voice singing, and they're going to be talking in the background, kind of guessing at what they believe. So here is the very first performance on the very first episode of Fox's smash hit, The Masked Singer.
Everybody's talking all the stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live? I don't need permission.
Singing is okay. I wouldn't say professional singer.
That's my prerogative. Say I'm crazy. I don't really don't care.
He sounds like an athlete.
Wow.
Oh. Wait, so do they know who it is?
No,
they do
don't
not
know
it.
They're
this
supposed
point.
To guess.
So. Yeah, but where are the clues? I thought we were getting clues.
We're going to get to the clues first. You got to
calm down.
So the celebrity panel is up there. They don't know who it is. And one of them says, sounds like an athlete. That's what we've gotten. But they don't know that
maybe
it's
they
athlete.
Mean it's just an awful singer, so.
Well, it's like somebody who's not a singer. Well, they're not going to bring
honest, that wasn't that bad, though.
I thought it was fine. I thought it was pretty good.
Let's just get to the end of this one, then we'll get to the clues.
Okay.
It's my prerogative. I'm doing it just for you. It's my prerogative.
There's something attractive about the hippo.
It's my prerogative.
We should tell you, he's wearing a hippo mask.
A hippopotamus?
Yes.
Actually, it's weird. He's not. No, he
isn't. He's wearing a hippopotamus mask, which is why she said there's something attractive about the hippo.
Okay.
So there's the singer.
The Bobby Brown, that is?
That is Bobby Brown, yes. All first single after New Edition.
All right, so let's hear the clues now, because they got to give some clues, because you're not getting it from that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, what are
so
the clues?
Here are the clues from last night.
Diner. Could be someone from the 50s.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day for a competitor like me.
So they masked their voice.
Wait, what the hell was that?
That was
he goes,
him.
What,
breakfast is the most important meal of the day for a competitor like me.
Okay, breakfast? First of all, that is a misnomer. Breakfast is not the most important meal of the day.
Yeah, but that's not the part
it's
of the clue that matters.
It's just
what
a
matters is
meal
the competitor
the
like
what's
me.
What's the most important
I got that part. Yeah. But whatever you choose it to be. I don't eat breakfast. Look at me. Look how well I've
done. Then technically breakfast is the first meal of your day.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's lunch.
No, your first
I ate lunch.
Do you understand what breakfast means?
You break the fast.
Exactly. It's the first meal.
Yeah. Apparently, I intermittent fast like mutt. I didn't know that I did that, but I think that's just sort of you sleep and then don't eat for a while, and then there you go. But so what was the thing about the 50s diner? That's
so they show an image on the screen.
Oh, okay.
They were showing like
a
an old-looking diner.
This
looking
is so
food.
Dumb. This is a bad show.
This show is not going to last
this
long.
This is not going to be on very long.
Diner. Right. Could be someone from the 50s.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day for a competitor like me. After all, I need my strength. I'm one of the most dangerous animals in the kingdom. I'm used to performing
Simba?
In
is it Simba? Who is it? What, is a dangerous animal in
the kingdom?
Oh, boy.
That's based off The Mask again.
So Stanley Ipkiss in The Mask. Is this
one of thousands of screaming fans?
I don't know. Is he a rapper or something?
Well, thousands of screaming fans. Okay, so thousands of screaming fans. So I guess it could be a rapper. Although
he's got all the gold chains, like a hip hop hippopotamus.
A hip hop hippopotamus.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah, we're gonna need more clues here.
And every time I win, I just gotta dance, even if it gets me in trouble.
Maybe somebody who's gone too far with dancing.
That's actually one of the first good clues he's given.
Look, I go AWOL for my team. I don't show up for 3 days at a time. I never hear.
That would give it away.
I show up in a fur coat, week 17. My agent is Drew Rosenhaus. Who am I? Little league of touchdown passes. I hate my coach and I hate my quarterback.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day for a competitor like me.
Tall stack of flapjacks every day. Lots of syrup. Love syrup. Pass the hash browns. Some of my favorite food is hash browns. Not to be confused with my last name. Oops. Did I say too much?
This hippo's got game, but I've also got a voice. People just haven't heard it yet.
Although you just heard it. So what I said, I contradicted myself because you have heard it. This voice here is not my actual voice. I'm masking my voice.
All it would be better if it was his real voice. It would be so good. It's like your real voice.
Yeah.
The voice you use on the radio is totally different.
Very different. I have my radio voice.
Sitting in the office, you sound like
this. I sound a lot like this, though, and I have to change it for the radio so nobody can know my real voice.
Because that'd be a little tough to listen to for
3 minutes of stuff. Just him doing this part of stuff.
I conquer every arena that I enter, and this one will be no different.
The bill, $10,000.
He's a baller.
Ooh. He's a baller. They still haven't named who it is. They still don't know who it is.
They have no idea at this point, but the crowd is really excited, if you could tell.
The crowd liked it.
Does
the crowd know, or is it still a surprise to them?
I think surprise to the crowd
as
well.
Nobody knows.
I threw a hissy fit week 17, didn't play the game. It was a must-win game for my team, and I wasn't there. But I'm here singing this song. Who am I?
What would have been really cool is if the show last night was live, but it wasn't.
It was taped, right? It was like the summer.
Like months
it was
ago.
Like a while ago.
It was taped in the summertime.
So where's the big reveal here? Because I think we've sort of surrounded who it might be.
Here is your big reveal.
Show us who's behind the mask.
Yeah, show us your face.
Take it off. Take it off.
All right, very funny.
Okay.
Wait, they don't even guess? They don't even guess who it is? What's the point of the game?
They just threw out a guess of Deion Sanders.
Oh, Deion Sanders. Okay, so at least they guessed. Okay, Deion Sanders isn't a bad guess. They clearly know it's a football player.
Deion Sanders!
Allen
Iverson!
Allen Iverson!
Take it off! Odell!
Odell Beckham, right? Is that Odell?
Take it off!
All right!
There's too much going on here. Can you hold this up? Just get to the point here.
Antonio Brown for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Nobody knew. Don't ring the buzzer. Don't ring the
from
bell.
The NFL to your prerogative right
from
here.
From NFL.
Antonio, now you've been to a Super Bowl before. How does this compare?
Well, it's a challenge. You know, it was a challenge being able to stay on beat, but it was exciting. I was glad to be a part of it, and I had a good time today.
Embarrassing.
This is a bad show.
This show has zero chance.
None chance.
Let's not lie. I think we're doing a good job. I think we're going to get the Boston numbers up.
We could help out a little bit. That's terrible.
No, this is not going to draw people to the show.
So Antonio Brown was on Masked Singer. But to be fair, they filmed this a while ago. But he was on there. Nobody knew who it was. Nobody guessed it right.
Let's be honest, though. On your very first episode, is Antonio Brown that guy?
Nope. Would not have guessed him. I'd be thinking more actor, I think. Right?
Give me like Chris Pratt. Give me like
Chris
someone
Pratt.
That like.
Well, there's that lip syncing show, right? There's like a lip sync show that LL Cool J
battle,
does.
Yes.
Yeah, they usually have like big name
with
people
Chrissy
on
Teigen.
There. Yeah, they're on there, and they have like.
I actually like that show.
I'm sure you do.
I have the ratings for The Masked Singer.
Oh, is that right?
9.2 million viewers total last night.
Is that good?
That's,
I don't know.
Yes.
Is it?
That's a lot of viewers.
How many of them are coming back after that?
Not many.
We'll check with you next Thursday.
The hip hop hipponymous.
So you're gonna debut your show. We're gonna grab you, and the first guy you bring out is Antonio Brown.
Right.
Who's next?
Antoine
Smith.
Antoine Smith.
I mean,
Smith
what
would
are you going
one.
Next? Where,
Chris Canty.
Where are you going?
Former Patriots cornerback.
Brandon Merriweather.
Yeah, you could, maybe.
Jenny McCarthy going, ah!
She'd have no idea.
She had no idea who he was.
She had no idea who Antonio Brown was.
She thought
was,
it was Deion Sanders, and then they were thinking Odell Beckham. But, and that was after the mask was off.
No, we... Yeah, right. Exactly. Pop the mask off. Just talk with your normal voice. We're not going to know who you are anyway. Now, he's sung before, because remember they did this thing and Gronk did it for the Madden cover? Remember they like, part of the commercial? This is Antonio Brown. This is great.
Great
so just put me on your Madden team. Let's get this season one. We can roll to the Super Bowl. Touchdown pass, don't worry. I love this. What are you talking about?
Should have sang this.
This is great. He should have sang
not
this.
Not a good singer.
He is a great singer. And the lyrics are good too. It's very well written.
Be open. This is embarrassing, though.
No, it's not embarrassing.
It's totally embarrassing.
This is incredible. Wait for it. I can't stop my end zone dancing moves. Amazing. When I
shake it. When he shakes it. He was better on Dancing with the Stars.
Didn't they put the thrust rule in because of him? There's too many thrusts in the end zone on his celebrations.
That is true.
Yeah.
One thing, Fox did reveal there on Twitter, Antonio Brown would be on the show because he was trending yesterday, so that might have led to some of the rating numbers.
It was good timing, wasn't it?
It almost makes you wonder, doesn't it?
You don't think he sat out Week 17 to promote the show, do you?
Probably not, but it'd be so good if he did.
I hope that wasn't the case. But he can't really rule anything out. But so there's the... Now, the big question is, he was on that show last night, and maybe he didn't want to go up against it, which makes sense. But we were led to believe...
He would steal the spotlight if he's got the James Harrison Instagram exclusive out there.
The one-on-one exclusive interview with James Harrison. They had like a little preview for it yesterday. We were waiting for it all afternoon and night. Didn't happen, right?
Has yet to happen. It's titled now. That video has now been called Y'all Tune In.
I'm going to tune in. You're not going to tell me.
How about if we just drop this thing and let's go?
They're building anticipation, Dale. It's not a bad idea. Do we have the teaser from yesterday, Rossi? I want to hear the teaser again because these guys get you ready for what could be some breaking news. Maybe Antonio Brown is going to say something about Ben Roethlisberger. Maybe about Mike Tomlin.
Yo, so I'm sitting here with my boy. I'm about to go ahead. I'm going to get the exclusive. Y'all stay tuned. We listening to what we listening to right now.
Stay tuned. We about to do this big interview.
We gonna drop the exclusive. I got it first right here with my boy. Get ready.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Let's.
Does it say how many views that has? It must. Or maybe it doesn't work that way on the Instagram. I don't know. Views? Does it say how many views that has?
Does not.
Okay.
Is this always going to be athletes? Like when I first saw the commercials for the show, the promos. I thought they were going to stick like singers inside the mask. You know, you don't know who they are.
Ooh, like Adele?
Yeah, I mean, well, her voice might be distinctive.
Her voice is great.
You know, that they would stick a singer in there and then you try to figure out. But if it's all going to be like athletes or actors.
It's just like another karaoke show.
Thank you.
Just another thing.
The description says there will be varied celebrities, singers, and athletes.
Yeah. I don't think it's
By the way,
work.
Keith, your bar of great, you also put Antonio Brown, great.
Yes.
Adele, voice great. So on the same level, in your opinion.
Both great voices, yeah.
Yeah.
Two of the best of our time.
Okay, good.
Or any time.
And Antonio Brown's going to be better than Jerry Rice if he was playing with Tom Brady.
Yeah, I stand by that. It's a great, we'll never know the answer. We'll never know. But I believe it, and you can't convince me otherwise. He'd have a 2,000-yard season under his belt. He'd have just insane numbers. His numbers now are already insane. And you got to admit, Tom Brady's a lot better than Antonio or Ben Roethlisberger. He's had some wild numbers.
I want no part of this guy. None.
Well, you don't want
Zero.
A playmaker?
I don't want any part of this guy.
But
he's a
somebody.
Guy who, if you go out and get beat, you know, 45-20, if he's got 17 catches for 155 yards, he's good. That's fine.
Well, if he has that kind of game, I think with the Patriots, he'd probably be winning.
He only cares about him. He doesn't give a damn about the team.
Yeah,
he doesn't give a damn about winning. I got to get my touches. I got to get my numbers.
But if a wide receiver is selfish, I think it can still work. I think if a wide receiver is making big plays and scoring touchdowns, he wants catches, yards, and touchdowns. That's going to help your team. You know, and don't give me the, they got to block sometimes. Yeah, they don't. They really don't. Wide receivers, we saw it with Randy Moss for years. They're going to occupy their guy anyway. They might run him off or whatever. It's fine. But they need, and they're not going to get Antonio Brown anyway because the Steelers would never give him to the Patriots.
No.
But they need to get somebody. There's not many players like Antonio Brown. But next year, and I know we have a lot of time to get to next year, but the Patriots need to find some sort of dynamic playmaker
to put
with Brady.
Not this guy.
Well, I mean, it just won't be, unfortunately.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We get right back to your calls on the other side. Plus, we'll hear how the 5 o'clock news led in Pittsburgh yesterday.
Ooh.
That's coming up next. Sports Radio, WEEI.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
So the big news yesterday out of Pittsburgh was obviously the whole Antonio Brown thing and what happened over the weekend. He basically went AWOL, as Peter King said. He wouldn't return the calls or text messages from his head coach over the weekend.
Yikes.
So then he had Drew Rosenhaus call Mike Tomlin Sunday morning and say, hey, my guy's ready to play today.
This is not how this works,
exactly.
Drew. Yeah. So he said, that's the one time I agree with Mike Tomlin.
He did say, you know, I'd like to talk to Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown showed up at the stadium.
He was there.
Talked with him.
Had a nice fur coat on.
And Mike Tomlin made it clear, no, you're not going to play. In fact, I want you to go and see the trainers.
Yeah.
He saw him out on the field during warm-ups. That was great. And then he apparently was told afterwards that he left at halftime.
Yes.
And supposedly, the addition to the story today is he told somebody at the stadium Sunday he would be sending someone to pick up his personal effects. He doesn't even want to be back in the stadium.
Well, yeah, because then there was the one report that he has asked for a trade. Not demanded a trade, but I guess politely requested a trade. He's got a couple of years left on his contract, so who knows where it stands there. But what a year for the Steelers. And as Patriots fans, it's great to watch. And even though the Steelers beat the Patriots in the regular season, Pats have a first-round bye. The Steelers are out. Started the year with the Le'Veon Bell situation, which lasted all year long. It ends with Antonio Brown. Mike Tomlin's had to answer questions all year about both, and now he's still there. And he had, you know, a closing press conference that lasted like an hour yesterday.
So it was big news in Pittsburgh yesterday.
Huge news.
So you can imagine what the 5 o'clock news in Pittsburgh was like at the start of the show yesterday.
Turns out Antonio Brown spent much of the day with James Harrison. They even watched the press conference together. Then Harrison joked that he was going to be the first one to interview AB after he heard what Tomlin had to say. Megan Schiller is covering that angle for us tonight. And Megan, lots of activity on social media.
Wait, hold on. So they have like
these guys got.
They have like a reporter on the scene. So that wasn't just like, hey, this is what happened today.
Talking about James Harrison's Instagram.
Yeah, and they're looking for more on this story.
Which hasn't happened yet.
Has not happened yet. Just a little teaser.
He said joking, if you notice.
I don't think he was. You think James Harrison was joking?
I don't.
I think he's really going to interview Antonio Brown, although it hasn't happened yet.
And just to give you clarification, this is their CBS affiliate. This is at 5:01.
This is the biggest story of the day in Pittsburgh. Well, that means things must be going pretty
James
well there,
James Harrison's Instagram.
That's right. Good for
anything
James.
Done today, we'd be shocked. We had the Insta stories, we had the Facebook posts, the tweets, the quotes, but the Steelers fans, the players, the reporters, guilty as charged, kept hitting that refresh button to try to figure out where all this madness is going.
Yo, so I'm sitting here with my boy.
Here we go.
Go ahead. I'm going to get the exclusive.
Jaws dropped on social media.
Y'all stay tuned.
Yeah, they dropped. Jaws dropped. As soon as they saw that, they go, what? No way. He's friends with James Harrison, and they're making a video together. It was pretty stunning. It may be the most shocking thing of 2019.
Listening to what we're listening to right now.
AB sitting next to James Harrison.
Stay tuned. We about to do this big interview.
We're going to drop the exclusive. I got it first.
Antonio Brown tuning into Tomlin's presser with none other than former linebacker James Harrison. Harrison requested to leave the black and gold in late 2017, saying he didn't, quote, sign up to sit on the bench. The two appeared to kid around about us all finally hearing from AB through him.
Can you imagine if Jorge Quiroga was breaking down the Rob Gronkowski motocross press conference?
He would quit. He would drop the mic and say, I'm not doing it. I didn't go to.
They're like, in a very unorthodox press conference at Gillette Stadium today. More on the story. Here's Jorge Quiroga. He's like, yeah. And then he exclaimed vroom vroom to those in attendance. I feel like that was a big story, but
Jorge
Quiroga,
WCB Venus in a five.
Thank you, Jorge. I don't remember that leading the news here. That was a big story.
No.
Any of the stations, they didn't leave it at 5 o'clock? Ooh, not sure what to think of the new Rob Gronkowski. He was decked out in Monster Energy drink gear, and he was talking about his motocross career.
I mean, the Patriots have led the news here with things like, you know, Julian Edelman's been suspended. Tom Brady's been suspended.
They won the Super Bowl.
Well, then, you know, obviously. I mean, they do lead once in a while.
Did any of Gronk's
Instagrams? But waiting for James Harrison's Instagram interview with Antonio Brown leads the news?
Great breakdown. Right out of the shoot, they have a correspondent. It's not like she talked to James Harrison or Antonio Brown.
No, she just watched Instagram.
She saw the video at home, probably. She's like, oh, look at this. Pretty good.
Here with my boy. Get ready.
AB did take to Twitter just 20 minutes into Tomlin's noon presser, tweeting, Happy New Year, be great, with a picture of himself and a quote from the internet about attitude.
A quote from the internet? Where do you think quotes come from? A quote from the internet. The internet generated this quotation, which he used. Don't you think, are we at the point now where people don't come up with quotes anymore? They're just from the internet? The guys went on the internet to look for a quote. Yeah, that came from a human person, I would think.
When you quoted stuff 30 years ago, would you
where'd you quote it
history?
From?
History? Quote from history?
Shakespeare. I would often quote Shakespeare. Shakespeare in the Park, things like that. I would, you know, always be out there.
Not a
quoting.
Big Einstein quoter?
Not really. Not as much. I did have some of his formulas committed to memory. But he found a picture of him and a quote from the internet.
With a picture of himself and a quote from the internet about attitude, the passage reads in part.
How do you know it's not his quote? How do you know Antonio Brown didn't come up with it? That I don't like that. I don't like that kind of reporting. She's assuming there. Don't you think he could have come up with that?
Yeah, maybe.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
It is then that I remind myself that I am in command of my attitude. The tweet came at the same time Tomlin appeared to criticize AB's behavior.
When we're talking about our darkest hour, okay, we're talking about playing to win a game and needing other dominoes to fall for us to be in the tournament. And
he is a wordsmith.
Communicating, that is a real element of discussion, certainly.
Fans had a field day with the social media circus.
I love how reporting now is simply following Instagram and Twitter accounts. That's all it was. And I guess a couple of words from the press conference.
The quote from that he used is from dailyword.com, and it says so right on the picture, on the bottom. If she wanted to do some real journalism, she could have seen that.
She could have.
Rob Rossi, who writes for The Athletic in
Jason's,
Pittsburgh.
Jason's uncle.
Tweeted out, Sunday afternoon, Antonio Brown told people at Heinz Field he would send somebody to Steelers headquarters to retrieve his personal belongings.
Well, because he saw what happened to Le'Veon Bell stuff.
Has no intention of again showing his face to his employer, it seems. What does that make him? Writes Rossi.
A martyr.
A hero among men.
Is he going to play ever again for the Steelers?
No.
Yeah, probably not. Do we have more of this news?
This is the best part. So again, this is 5 o'clock. So imagine any 5 o'clock. This is your big news.
This is the money hour, Rossi.
This is the money hour.
As we once used to say.
We did. It was a great time.
Yes.
But nonetheless, she goes from basically following along the story to what? This.
Scott Stiller commented, hey, Coach Tomlin is calling. Check your phone. It may be on vibrate. Total.
What? Now she's just reading people's tweets?
Reading
who's Scott
tweets.
Stiller?
Just some a guy fan? Who has There's four followers. Fan?
Scott Stiller writes, hey, check your phone.
We have Mike a new Tomlin. Show goal to get on the news with one of our tweets.
We should just read bad tweets. Not mean tweets. Just simply bad tweets at the show.
Well, that would just be the show account then.
Well, true.
Jagoff replied, how much you think Shazier would have...
Who replied? Can we say that?
Jagoff replied, how much you think Shazier would have loved maybe on vibrate? Total Jagoff replied, how much
wait
you
a minute. That's all of the same. Can you say that?
Jag. J-A-G.
I still am not sure about this.
This is fantastic.
She's reading that on the news?
Yes, it's the whole reason I got this.
I'm not so sure. I mean, if you're the producer.
Maybe on vibrate. Total Jagoff replied, how much do you think Shazier would have loved to play for his team on Sunday, but you couldn't because of your baby temper tantrum?
Oh,
don't come back.
Don't compare him to Ryan Shazier.
Wait. She got conned.
She did.
She got conned. Did she actually say total Jagoff?
Yes, she did.
She sure did, Dale.
She got
you guys
conned.
Can say it. I'm not going to say it.
She got she completely conned by some Nimrod.
Some guy in the newsroom.
And what's your name, sir?
She didn't
she's
have to
reading
put the
tweets. She's reading tweets.
All she had to do was say what the tweet was. She didn't have to say who it was from.
That is unbelievable.
We got another wordsmith here, too.
Welcome to Chili's tweets. At least we have Jack. Welcome to Chili's tweets. At least we have Juju. Dr. Leo Spaceman says, guy skips work, acts like a diva all year, and then tells others to be great.
What? Like
5 o'clock news.
It's like, listen, we have a couple more minutes to fill on this news segment. This is our heavy hitter. Do you have any other things from Antonio? She's like, no, I read the one internet quote. Do you have anything from James Harrison? Like, no, we played that. We played some Mike Tomlin. Read tweets.
She actually read that.
Yes, she did. And none of them are good. None of them are good at all. They're like, hey, Antonio, check your phone. Like, hilarious.
Maybe on vibrate. Total Jagoff replied, how much?
I'm following that guy.
That guy definitely deserves a follow. Oh, that's amazing. What a story. Is there any more? Because those tweets were fantastic.
Harrison and AB might be spending a lot of time on Instagram and Twitter, but neither of them will be in the playoffs. So if fans think that AB doesn't want to be a Steeler anymore, who do they think he wants to play for? Coming up at 6, why some fans believe that he's dropping some not-so-subtle hints. Reporting live at Heinz Field, Megan Schiller, KDKA News.
Nailed it. Nailed it. And I think my guess is, I didn't hear the 6 o'clock news, but my guess is the 49ers.
Jorge Quiroga, yeah. WCBB.
Thank you, Jorge. There's a lot of 49er buzz out there. Jimmy Garoppolo, followed him. George Kittle tweeted at him, said, sup, Antonio sup. Brown. Sup. And he responded to the sup, or at least liked it, or retweeted it, or did something with it.
He stopped following the Steelers on Instagram and started following the 49ers.
He's going to be a Niner next year.
And they couldn't squeeze it into this segment. We got to come back.
No, we got to come back. We got to read these tweets. Forget about where he might be going. We got to get to some of the fan reaction.
This is 5
That's a great story.
In Pittsburgh.
I guess that's good, right? Maybe that means, you know, crime is down or something, like some bad stories. Or are they just ignoring them? It's a big story, though. Antonio Brown, great player. And some have said, if he played his entire career with Tom Brady, he'd be the best wide receiver of all time. Did they put
check
that in their
phone,
news report?
It may be on vibrate. Total Jagoff replied, how?
I think the guy who said that might be one of those Total Jag.
He could be.
I just wonder if at any point she went, wait a minute.
Hold on. Nope, just keep going. Put your head down, read these tweets.
Did I just say what I think
finish
I just
up
said?
That story. That is so good, though. That whole story is based off of an Instagram post or Instagram video and a tweet. That whole story.
I tried to actually That's look awesome. Up. I tried to look up.
Yeah, how's he? Is there an underscore
he's
in there?
He's not on Twitter.
Oh, it's
under
Instagram?
Under that name. I think that this is an Instagram
The
guy.
Image shows Twitter.
I mean, maybe he had to get rid of his account. he's like, I got so many people following me
It's
now.
Retweeted from the Dale Keefe WEEI account.
Okay, good. Because a lot of times, you know how like on Twitter you can have your name as one thing and then like your handle can be different? So that might be what it is. Oh, no, I see him. Yeah, I see him. He's on here.
Total Jagoff replied.
And right now, I'm looking right at it.
And right now he's going, I can't believe I got it has, to say
yeah,
this.
It has 2,700 likes. Most of his stuff has like one like. This has 2,700. So I see him.
Yeah, there he is.
He's got a nice beach picture there. That's him.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and suggest that's not him in the surf with the young lady.
Could be.
I don't think
Who's
it
to
is.
Say? I'm what do you mean? Might be.
Probably not.
That's a great story.
Congratulations, Pittsburgh. You've done yourself proud when you got a newswoman to quote that on the 5 o'clock
news. It's a big
news.
Scoop there.
617-779-7937. Right back to the calls with you. Coming up next, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Hit us up on Twitter at Dale Keefe, WEEI. Now more of Dale Arnold and Rich Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
(617) 779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. Trust me, Rich sincerely, truly, honestly wants Antonio Brown as a member of the Patriots.
Of course I do.
In the worst way.
The worst way.
I absolutely want nothing to do with
it. I even tried complimenting him on Twitter to try to bait him, but
you know,
nothing.
Maybe
no
you
response.
Needed to change your Twitter handle to get him to
maybe
respond.
Maybe I needed to do that, or I need to hop on Instagram. Once that video, I can't wait for that video. He and James Harrison. Do you think we get that tomorrow? Or by tomorrow?
Wouldn't it have happened already? I get the feeling.
I think
feeling
he was probably going to, and then he was reminded that, like, hey,
got the big TV show tonight.
Don't go up against Masked Singer. And he was like, oh, yeah, you're right. That's my guess. Because he's a buzz right now. He's probably the most trending NFL player going right now, and he's not even in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yep. It was all a promotion for last night and then tonight. Maybe they'll put it in primetime. Maybe they'll put, 8 o'clock sharp. Check out Instagram, James Harrison.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Let's go to Noah in Salem. Hey, Noah, how you doing?
Hey, guys. What's going on? Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Yeah, you too.
Hey, I wanted to talk about, everybody's been talking about Antonio Brown. Everybody's been talking about Le'Veon Bell. I think that the two might not be too far away from each other in terms of Antonio Brown is a man about his image. He's about his, he wants to win championship. He wants his numbers. He sees that now the Steelers are, going away from the old fashioned, what the Steelers are about. Le'Veon Bell, pound the ball, Antonio Brown to the end zone. And, he sees that they're going to Juju a lot more. His numbers are ducking. They just got rid of Le'Veon Bell. James Conner is now, in the lead. And all of a sudden he comes in and they're telling him he can't play in, a game that's that important in the Steelers' playoff hopes. So I think, in my opinion, that, Antonio Brown, as a human being, as anyone who, is what about what Antonio Brown is about, walking into that situation would react that way. I don't fault Antonio Brown as much as I fault the Steelers for not valuing their players a little more. I mean, I understand they're paying these guys, millions of dollars.
I was going to say, you're getting paid $20 million. Do you think maybe you could, show up for work?
I think the two are different, Noah. I think Le'Veon Bell was just about money. He played under the franchise tag last year. He got franchised again. He knows he's a running back. He's not going to be playing that much longer. He wanted to really cash in, get the guarantees. It didn't happen. Antonio Brown, as far as I know, is on a contract that he recently signed and is probably relatively happy with. He's never said anything about, I want more money. He is not getting along with Ben Roethlisberger, is what it seems like. Maybe on the field and off the field. I think the two, maybe they're friends. I don't know if Bell and Brown are friends, but as far as what's bothering them, I think are different.
I mean, as far as them being friends, I mean, social media-wise, Antonio Brown has always backed Le'Veon Bell, even when the rest of the team is like, turn their backs on him. But
yeah, they kind of did.
My comparison was strictly, what's important to each player. Like, money is as important to Le'Veon Bell as the image is to Antonio Brown. So I think...
But I got
to
be honest. I think Antonio... Yeah, I mean, and thanks for the call. I think that Antonio Brown, he still led the league in touchdown catches. He was top 10 in receptions, and he missed the game. Now, he didn't have as many yards as Juju Smith-Schuster, but they're one of the best duos in the league. Probably it's either them or it's Thielen and Diggs. And the way the season ended, it probably is Brown and Smith-Schuster. But he was still getting the ball. I'm sure he wanted the ball more. Don't get me wrong. Every wide receiver wants the ball more. But this has more to do, I think, with his relationship with both Mike Tomlin and Ben Roethlisberger than anything else.
Now, Ben claims ignorance of any issues.
Yeah, Roethlisberger, by the way.
The claiming ignorance, period.
Yeah.
But he said on his highly acclaimed Pittsburgh radio show, he didn't think they had any issues.
Yeah, do you believe a word? I don't.
I think he knows there's issues,
but he's like, why? What's the point of me getting into
that? Okay, but let's play the game. You just said he led the league in touchdowns. What would his beef be with Ben?
Maybe he wants the ball more.
Which is my point.
Yeah, well, he should get the ball more.
Juju Smith-Schuster is pretty good.
Well, they both should get the ball more. And then Roethlisberger usually blames teammates. Like, that's another thing that he's known for on that show, is blaming teammates for stuff. Even though, if he didn't have Brown and Smith-Schuster, who knows what he would look like? At this stage of his career, he'd be a middle-of-the-pack quarterback. But those guys, if you give any real NFL quarterback those two receivers, and then even James Conner, who turned into a Pro Bowl running back, they're going to put up great numbers, and maybe they're not going to blame those guys for losses or blame the offensive line or blame all these other guys all the time.
Mike's on the cell phone. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey, Mike. What's going on?
Hey, so, Keith, I'm kind of with you. I think that the Patriots should potentially go after a wide receiver, maybe not Antonio Brown.
Right.
My thought was, I just had two quick points, and then I'll hang up and listen.
Yep.
I think that, do you guys think that Tom Brady would consider taking a slightly lesser deal if they were to give him the 3 years, and maybe if they were to guarantee that they could potentially go after like a Julio Jones, just because obviously Atlanta does have Calvin Ridley, and they're probably going to be trying to get him off the books. My only other point was on the Mike Tomlin thing with the thumb. I start with the thumb. It almost made me think of back in Roman times and gladiators. They do thumbs up or thumbs down, like you live or you die. And I think that this is like his last days in Pittsburgh. So I just want to hang up and listen to your thoughts.
Ooh, maybe he's giving the thumbs down to Brown. Ooh. You know, you put the thumb out kind of to the side and then you go up or down.
He won't actually kill him, will he?
I don't think they're allowed to do that anymore.
Okay. I mean, look.
But I don't know about Brady taking a pay cut. Well, I do think there could be
he's not going to take a pay cut. He will sign an extension in this offseason, which will lower his cap number for next year.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he already would have signed an extension. I'm with you. I thought last year he already would have picked up. Because remember, I think it was Jeff Howe did a great job. He wrote an article about how every time Brady has had 2 years left on his deal, that's actually when they would restructure or redo, like extend him, change the money and move that around. But it was always then. And then this year, 2 years left on his deal, he's told everybody he's going to play till he's 45. You don't have a backup quarterback and still nothing.
All right, so let's play this out.
Yes.
He does not, they don't sign him to an extension this offseason. He becomes a free agent at the end of next season. Now, they could theoretically franchise him and ensure that they keep him.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
So at the end of next season, if they don't franchise him, he's free and clear to walk away and go wherever he wants to go.
Well, it also depends on how he plays. Like, if you're Belichick, and we know Jonathan Kraft's comments, he has said Brady can choose, you know, when he's going to retire. We're not going to force him out. But if he's a free agent, and let's say he plays worse than he did this year, does Belichick really want? Maybe he can't do better in the year 2020. But you can at least start the process of developing the next guy and being ready for years and years to come.
Is this one of those things where the owner tells the quote-unquote general manager, I want to get a deal done
with Tom? We want this guy. Yeah, I think he's the one player that he would step in on. And maybe he already has in a way. Like we talked about that. So, yeah, I think that he would. But I remember early in the season when we had Tom Curran on and we asked him the question, well, why hasn't Brady sign an extension? Is that his choice or is it the team's choice? And his answer was both. So that's the other thing, is at the end of next year, let's just say hypothetically Brady plays out the year and he's a free agent and they offer him a deal, is there any chance, do you think, that he would say no thanks, I want to look somewhere else?
I don't.
Yeah, I think he would want to stay here.
I think he'd like to finish it up here.
Yeah.
And the way that it makes the most economic sense to me is that the Patriots get an extension done with him in this offseason.
But what about
lower the cap number, you know, extend him out beyond, you don't let him go into that lame ducks contract season.
What if, again, I think this is realistic too, after next year, Brady's thinking about coming back and Gronk, Edelman, and McDaniels are all gone. Doesn't that change things a little bit for him? I mean, maybe it depends on who you replace all three of those guys with. And that's why we're talking about Antonio Brown. The last caller brought up Julio Jones, which, I mean, that would shock me. But guys like that, can you find a way to get a big
caller playmaker yesterday
here?
Who wanted the Patriots to go out and make a deal for Baker Mayfield?
Yeah, I don't see that one happening.
As though somehow Cleveland is just going to, okay.
I don't see that happening.
Now, Atlanta's going to trade Julio Jones away?
No, these top elite guys
don't grow
on trees.
Will likely get traded because he's shooting his way out of town.
Right, but Pittsburgh is going to not trade him to Baltimore, not trade him to Cleveland, and not trade him to New England. That's it. Cincinnati, they'd probably say fine. Like, you're not going to hurt us there, even though you're in the division. But in all seriousness, they're not going to trade. They probably don't want to trade him in the conference, but they're certainly not going to trade him to any of their rivals. So how else will another marquee guy become available? Because usually they don't even get to free agency, because a lot of those guys get snapped up. Like when Brandon Cooks, who I think is a tier below Brown and Jones and Hopkins and Beckham, but when Cooks got traded away to the Rams, they didn't let him play out his last year. They immediately extended him. And so that's what you see a lot of times, where these guys, the top playmakers, don't even hit the open market because teams try to make sure that they sign them early.
I know it surprised Mark James, you know, when he heard this, but
yeah.
But I heard Brady tell Scratchy earlier this week, you know, he's made it clear he wants to play not only next year, but beyond next year.
He has been pretty consistent with that.
He has said, now, short of catastrophic injury or something, he has been as blunt about that as he can be. He hasn't pussyfooted around it. He has, no, I want to play beyond next year.
No, the only time, there was a couple of times where he slightly like modified it. One time he was sitting next to Giselle and he said, two more Super Bowls. Remember? Like he sort of changed it, but he's never even come close to hinting that this is the last year or even next year is the last year.
Just the opposite. He has said flat out, not only do I want to play next year, I want to play beyond next year.
But his job becomes so difficult if next year the guys he's throwing to are essentially Aaron Dobson, Kenbrell Tompkins 2.0. Like if you try to do that again, that's just not fair. Like, look at the top quarterbacks in the league right now, and Mahomes and Phillip Rivers and Drew Brees and Jared Goff and Deshaun Watson. Look at who their best playmaker is. Look at even who their second or third best playmakers are, and then compare them to Brady. I'm not saying Brady has trash around him. I think that gets overstated and a little bit overblown. But the very, very top guys seem to also be surrounded by elite playmakers.
But we assume, by the way, Rob Gronkowski's gone next year, right?
I do, yes.
I mean, I
so do you. We both do.
I think he's gone.
Probably retirement.
So now what you've got is...
And a lot of those guys are free agents, too, I think.
You've got Edelman, you've got...
Like, Hogan's a free agent, and who knows if he wants to be back. Like, he...
never threw me the ball anyway.
Never even threw it. So you have James White, you have Julian Edelman in the last year of his deal... Would you still have Phil Dorsett, maybe? Like, it's pretty barren. Let's be honest. You have Sonny Michel, so your running back situation is probably all set. But receiver, tight end?
You absolutely need to add some receiving help here.
Yes.
And some tight end help.
Yeah.
But Antonio Brown won't be the guy.
It won't be him. It won't be him. And I don't know what especially when the season's over, it's going to be a fascinating offseason for the Patriots. We can get into wide receiver free agents and everything else or possible trades. Again, this year, you saw Amari Cooper, Golden Tate, Demaryius Thomas all get traded in season. Kelvin Benjamin sucks, but he changed teams. Like you saw some receivers move around a little bit, but that's going to have to be a priority in the offseason.
Jerry's in the North End. Hey, Jerry.
Good afternoon. So I just wanted to help you out with the Pittsburgh terminology. My wife is from Pittsburgh, and the word jagoff is essentially the same as calling somebody, how can we say this?
Easy. Yeah, you don't even want to play
trust
like
him.
It.
Didn't
yeah,
trust
didn't trust him. Yeah, come on.
I think he was going to say apricot pie, but wasn't positive.
I don't think we need to break it down necessarily, but thanks for the call.
We're not even positive we can say it.
I definitely don't think you can. But.
We had this discussion in the control room during the last break about what we could say and not say, and that one made us a little nervous.
I usually kind of hedge you just can't.
When in doubt,
most words, yeah.
Don't say it.
When in doubt, leave it out. I saw that at some meeting. I think
be on vibrate. Total Jagoff replied.
Okay, you don't have to keep playing it though, Rossi.
Even the way you cut that, I wouldn't play that.
I have the list of words. I was
is
in
that
the
right?
same meeting.
How long is that
not
list?
On there. 10 words.
There was a whole secondary list too that was a little fuzzy.
That's part
for
of
me.
There
is.
There's
that was
six
a little
in the
fuzzy.
Top list.
Now there are
the
some
bottom.
You can say in the safe harbor, which is late at night. When I would work at night, it would get a little bit, you could get crazy if you wanted to.
Radio is a little different.
It is.
You can do it on that network you sometimes work on.
They let it fly sometimes. I don't. I choose not to. I'm above it all.
They work blue over there.
They do. Although they've cut back on it.
You notice that somebody finally said, you know, this isn't adding one single viewer to what we're doing here.
They have cut back on it. Yeah. And I think one of the reasons is, do you think so? But hey, we're the show. We let it loose.
Want to hear us swear at 9:30? Tune in.
They should let us drink on that show.
That'd be a good...
If I had the option between drinking or swearing, I would choose drinking every time. Although one usually does lead to the other, but I think you could just start slow. A couple of drinks.
We could do that here in Sweeps come February.
Sweeps?
We'll do it here on the show.
I think 10 a.m.
You guys will have a couple of cocktails.
10 a.m. Bloody Mary. Boom.
A little mimosa going at 10:30.
Yep, I love that. Just
mulled wine for Dale.
Each hour.
I made hot mulled wine over the holiday, by the way. We had it for Christmas Eve.
Delicious.
Excellent.
There you go. Pretty good.
Tasty and delicious.
Each hour we have a different drink.
By 2 o'clock.
And then somebody drives
I'll
us home.
I'll be singing show tunes. We'll talk about coaches in the National Football League when we come back in just a couple of minutes. Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI.